Now, you were on The Breakfast Show briefly from September 1993 to January 1994.
I hasten to add, I wasn't fired after 4 months. I did agree to do it as a little stopgap.
It was a stopgap, yeah.
Because Matthew Bannister, who was then the controller, had a problem, and the problem was that Steve Wright said, I'm not going to do it between this particular time, Simon Mayo, and January. I'm not going to just follow straight on. Sometimes people do that. They don't want to follow on from one other show. And Matthew said, if you do this for me, I won't fire you.
It really is that simple.
Yeah, it wasn't quite like that, but I was. You see, Matthew had come in, and there's a really incredible time of change at Radio 1. Mm. Now, a lot of people left who didn't want to, and I thought, I really quite like it here, and I still love this radio station. Friends with a lot of people who are on the air here still, and I thought, I could just do this for a little bit longer. It was nothing to do with the mortgage, I promise you, and so I decided to be the most helpful guy ever, and so I did the 4 months on The Breakfast Show, and I basically followed Simon Mayo's format.
There's a rumour this morning that Two Unlimited have fallen out and that they might split up. Obviously, that would be tragic for music, really. No, we love them, really. We play them on this show. We must love them. This is a hit lister. It's playing every day. Gypsy on Limbo Records, Skinny Bumblebee. Radio 1.